Today's daf is daf Nun Tet, and I think it would probably be a good idea to just begin at the Mishnah. Nun Tet Samad Beis at the beginning of the parak, and we'll do it again. Ha'omer l'chavirot seva kadesh l'isha plonit. Somebody says to a friend of his, go and give kedushin to such and such a woman for me. V'yolach v'kichal atzmo. And he goes and he takes the woman for himself. M'kodeshet l'sheni, she is m'kodeshet to the second one, which is rather obvious, but as Tosfos says, I mean, why wouldn't she be? Just because this guy is a snake doesn't mean she wouldn't be Mekudeshet. As Tosfos says, that it could be talking about over here that he told the woman that, look, so-and-so sent me to give you Kedushin. And then he says, Areyat Mekudeshet Li. So she might, you might have thought that she might think that the Shliach is now speaking as that person. And perhaps this is not a good Kedushin because her da'at wasn't on it. And so the Kedushin is therefore that we don't say that type of far-fetched understanding. Okay, continues the Mishnah. So too, v'cheina omer li'isha, hareyat mekodeshet li la'achar 30 yom. Let's say somebody gives kedushin that should be chal at the end of 30 days. In the course of those 30 days, bo'achar v'kitcha b'toch 30 yom. Somebody now comes, hears about this, and comes flying in quickly to take over before it's too late. So before the kedushin is chal at the end of the 30 days, he goes and gives a kedushin. So then she's mekodeshet as well, la'sheni. Not only is she mekodeshet la'sheni mitzad ha'sofek to demand a get, but rather, she's 100% Mekudeshet Lashini, because if she were now a Bat Yisrael, and this Sheni is a Kohen, then she would eat Truma. And it's not a suffix. Not that we're thinking maybe she's partially because we're being Machmer. On the other hand, there is a case where we do end up with a suffix, and that's where he says, Me'achshav Uliachash Lashim Yom. So I'm going to be Mekadeshu from this point, but it should only be completed after 30 days. And it's a very, very confusing kind of Lashon. Could be that he changes his mind. Maybe Me'achshav, yeah, you know what, Uliachash Lashim Yom. Or it could be that it's a sort of condition. Me'achshav, assuming that after 30 days things are still okay, or I'm still well, or still alive, whatever. So then, in that case of Ba'achar v'kitcha b'toch shlishim yom, somebody else comes along now, gives a kedushin, there already it's not so simple. Mekudeshet ve'inah mekudeshet. In that case, we're going to be machmer on her. She definitely needs a get from both of them in order to marry somebody else, or get from one in order to marry the other. Because we can't be 100% sure what was meant by this language. And if in either of them, Arnogea Truma, we're going to be machmer in both directions. In other words, if she was a Bat Yisrael Kohen, so in this case, certainly, she cannot eat Truma. We don't know she's Mekudeshet to him. So lo tochal b'truma, because there may not be Kedushin of one or the other over here, but for that matter, in the other direction also, if she was eating Truma until now, she was a Bat Kohen, now she goes against, it's married to the Yisrael, one of them maybe, so then we actually are going to prevent her from eating Truma because of the fact that she is now not no longer able to eat Mitruma Beit Avion. Russian is suffering. We'll see. No. To each one of them. We can't say Mekudesh to each of them. In other words, Chumra. We don't say it's a suffering. Chumra. She needs to get from each one or from one for the other one. And in both cases, they're going to either possible or not give it a possibility of eating Truma. Now, this is interesting because the Mishnah says, O'omer l'chaverot seve kadesh, that the Lashon of the Braita is, Masha asasui. We often have Braitot that actually paraphrase the Mishnah, but they expand on it a little bit. And in the Braita, the language is, well, what he did, and it's chal, elasha nahagbo minhag rama'ut. But boy, is he a really ramai kind of guy. And I mean, this is a snake. I mean, he goes ahead, makes kiddush, supposedly gets all information about this woman from this guy, and then he comes, oh, great, I'll keep her for myself. And that's a really not exactly lovely kind of friend. But how come our Tana leaves that out? I mean, the Tana doesn't indicate any sense of opprobrium that's attached to this guy. It just says, Mekudesh L'Sheni. The Braita goes out of its way to say, he's terrible. Why didn't the Mishnah? The Tana didan. Now, the Tana does say something. What is that word, v'halach? What do you mean, v'halach v'kitcha l'atzmo? V'kitcha l'atzmo. Halach means, and he goes out that rotten, no good name. So in other words, it gives you the sense of his doing something wrong. That's the point. In other words, he went off the correct path. And he just goes, up and goes, and takes it for himself. That lashon of halach, the halach dami, the diktani, means halach b'ramot. Yeah, you said everything. He goes and you say in English too. Now, why is it that before we had discussions about these kind of situations where you, let's say, with Talash Shliach, go and be Makadash Shmir woman at such and such a place, he goes to somewhere else, always the language is, says to a Shliach. And yet, for some reason, this Mishnah says to his friend, some friend. I mean, why don't we just make it says to a Shliach, right? So why, asks the Gemara, why is it Mishnah Hacha, Diktani Ha'omer L'Chaveiro? Here we say you said it to your friend, and yet the previous cases that we had in the parak of the previous parak where we talked about all kinds of situations, if you recall, that are called mare macon hulo, things that we question whether he meant it to be definitive or he was just trying to make life easier for the shliach. So in all of those cases, the most striking of which was a guy who says a get, says to the shliach, give it a get b'makom ploni, or says kedushin, give it a get b'makom ploni, or the difference in language, harehi b'makom ploni. But in any event, it says over there in all of the cases, not once does it say anything about a friend. It always says ha'omer l'shulchan. Well, that's because achar rabuta kamashvan v'hatam rabuta kamashvan. In both cases, we are looking actually for chiddush here in the language. The chiddush over here is achar rabuta kamashvan. You see, because had it said shlucho, so I would have said hava min shlucho hu da'avi ramai. If somebody appointed a shliach, the entire basis of the relationship between them is this shlichut to go be makadish the woman. Okay, and he accepts this as a shliach. So then I would say, okay, that explains the language of the halach, which we just saw as a lashon rama'ut. So over there I would say, yes, there is a problem in that we attach to his act. Because some chadayte, where a guy creates a situation of shlichut, the person accepts the shlichut, and this now defines the whole interaction between them, then you certainly have a right to rely. I mean, it's chazok ha-shliach, it's a shlichut, and so on. So I'm so mech my dat, when somebody does the opposite, misleads me, then that is certainly a rotten kind of thing to do. But perhaps, if it would have just been his friend, so over there he's sort of asking for a favor in passing. So lo samcha daite, over there he does, it's not that he's sure his friend's going to do it. They didn't enter into a formal shliach kind of relationship. So he asks his friend, go ahead and be makadish this woman for me. You meet her, and then the guy goes and he's makadish her himself. I mean, over there I would say, since he wasn't samech daite, ema lo lahavi ramai. So there maybe the Tana would not have used the word halach, therefore goes out of his way to say the lashon of halach, even on chaveiro. And in the other case there's a chiddush, and that is that any Tana, of the Hotam Rabuta Kamash, in the other case, there's also a Chiddush, the Itana, Ha'omer L'Chaveiro, instead of Ha'omer L'Shlucho. So then, Hava, I mean, okay, Chaveiro, who, the Chikicha B'Makom Acher, Ena Mekudeshet. The guy said, be Makadish me this woman, or be Makarish me this woman, said they're in such and such a place. Now, if it's a friend, so over there, I would say, look, I mean, I don't think that this guy is going to actually take this so seriously, that he's going to start looking around in other cities for her. I mean, he was just a friend. I asked him to do him a favor. He was traveling to Bombay, and I told him, you know, be Makadish the woman for me. And he goes ahead now, doesn't find her there, hires a private detective agency, finds out that she's actually in Mombasa, flies to Mombasa and gives Makadish. I never thought for a minute that he was going to do anything like that. Because I was just asking him in passing. So I didn't bother telling him that, well, I only want it in this place, because it's the only place where people think highly of me. So maybe she'd go for it, like the Gemara said earlier. What do I have to explain it to him for? Well, you're certainly not going to go anywhere else. Did I realize he was going to do that kind of thing? Mashenkin, if you say a shliach, you might really have to go ahead and explain yourself. You know, so that if you're saying it to a shliach, there, if you really didn't want it, I don't know, maybe you should have made it clear. So a case of a chaveiro over there, you know, in a mekudesh, because I never thought. So I'm a lo torach, the shlucho, where there I do have to think that he's going to try to actually fulfill his agency. So he's going to be torach. So then if I say b'makadish mi b'makom ploni and I don't make it clear, only b'makom ploni and so on, so then maybe just mara makom ulo. I'm just saying, as far as I know, this is where she is. So go to Bombay and give her the kedushin there. But if I really hadn't want the kedushin to be anywhere else, then I should have said so. Kamash balan, therefore, comes along the Mishnayot there to tell me that even in a case where it was shlucho and there was more of a basis for you to think that he would have gone out of his way, we don't say mara makom ulo. Now Ravin Chasida, Ravinu, no one is a great Chasid. Also, the kedusha le'itat alivrei, he went ahead to be makanish a woman for his son. Now, even though we said earlier that it's a chutzpah for a son to make a father a shliach, but here Tosfos says maybe just been artsy artsy. Like we said earlier, if the son tells the father, you know, it's a great girl. I wish there'd be some way I could get there. Okay, so that's the equivalent of a shlichut in which the father would be makanish. He goes and he comes in there, sees the girl, and he says, nice girl. So he was Makadish for himself. This actually happened to my grandfather. This is exactly what happened. Amazing. She claimed she was 14. I know. She was 16. But he went, and he went to find this girl, a shidduch, for his oldest son. He decided he likes her, so he took her. But over there wasn't, I guess, shlichut. He was just looking her over. And, I told you this story. I found a letter afterwards. No, but I didn't. I think I'm always going to ask how did Robin do it. Huh? I told you, like a few years, 20-some years ago, when we first moved to Israel, they were going through the effects of the brother who died, and they found a letter from the father, my grandfather, to him, that, you know, my new wife is going to become Jerusalem. He was living in Tveria. So my new wife from Tzfat is going to become Jerusalem, and I know she's much younger than you and so on, but she is Eshet Ahav, and you have to be Mechaber, and so on and so forth. That's remarkable. But that was the story. Yeah, so in any event, Rabbi Chassida, he liked her, so he was kind of sure for himself. Says the Gemara, I thought, didn't we say in the Braita that that's rotten? But Daniel Masha Asasui, El Shanag, Bo Minagra, Ma'ut, so how does he allow himself to do something like that? Oh, well, you see, they refused the Shidduch. Lo Yogun Yala, he tried to get her for his daughter, for his son, and the son wasn't good enough. So then he said, okay, well, if my son isn't good enough, how about me? So, okay. So they said, yeah, that's a different story. Still, I mean, it sure doesn't look good. I mean, shouldn't he have at least, you know, gotten in touch with his son, told him what happened, apologized, then go, I mean, it's a sort of iffy kind of situation, isn't it? I mean, Iboile Levudue, you should have let him know. If I take the time off to make a phone call, somebody else may come in through the door and take her first. So therefore, I want to make sure that she's mine. And it's interesting that the Rishonim ask over here. It's a fascinating meter here. The Rishonim ask over here, what's he worried about? After all, Arboim Yom Kodim Yitzirat Avla, if it's Bashert, I mean, why doesn't he have the classic Bashert? You know, he said, look, if it's Bashert for me, what I got to worry? Well, okay, so the Rajma says, this is a Zivuk Sheni, because he obviously already had a son. A Zivuk Sheni, we don't say about Ploni the Ploni, right? But the Meiri says, fascinating Meiri, he says nobody normal relies on that kind of thing. <It's> like, that's amazing. You're talking about Rabbi Chassida. Obviously, you don't rely on that not to do what you have to do like a regular human being. So he was just being normal. That's amazing. Really beautiful. All right. So that was one story. Then there was another mice, huh? Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Yogle Zuzi Le Rav, Omar Zavnili Le Hai Ara. So Rabba Bar Bar Chana gave money to Rav and asked him to purchase some land for him when he was going. Now, the Rishonim point out that it's highly unlikely that such a thing could have happened because Rabba Bar Bar Chana would never have asked Rav, who was much older than him. And it probably should say Rabba Bar Chana, who indeed was older than Rav and learned also already the generation before Rabba is Rebbe. And that makes much more sense. So it's probably Rabba Bar Chana, Yoav Leizuzi L'Rav, asking him, please purchase me that piece of property. He goes in and he buys it for himself. Didn't we just learn that that's a horrible thing to do? Yeah, this was a Bagadali Mehavi. This entire valley was one of these controlled access places, you know, where you have to go through the Shomer to get in. And they have a committee that decides who gets to live there. And they did not like Rabba Bar Chana. And they said, for him, no way. We don't want him. So Rab said, okay, how about me? So him, they accepted. So therefore, we bought it for himself. So for Rabba Bar Chana, lo na'igibe kavod. Lo Rab, na'igibe kavod. So they were respectful of Rab, and they were willing to have him buy land, but they would not have allowed Rabba Bar Chana to buy land. Still, should he not have discussed it? I mean, it's not very nice. Shouldn't he have discussed this as Rabba Bar Chana? He too was afraid this was a hot piece of property, and he was afraid that someone else would go and buy it, because we have the same thing, sort of plenty of plonies, right? So this is the kicha kicha, to stay out from. No way, they would have shot him. That's not the Alim, it was Alime, wasn't that? They were trying to talk about that. Question of, he couldn't even have used his money. It's like, yeah, also questions of whose money did he use? Couldn't he have used his money and pretended he was buying it for himself? So no, they wouldn't have allowed the sale to go through. Rav Gidol, have a mahapich by here, and Rav Gidol was trying to buy a piece of property that was important for him. And Rav Ava comes along and he buys it. Rav Gidol was just mortified. So also Rav Gidol kabbled the Rav Zera. Rav Gidol went to complain to Rav Zera about the way Rav Ava treated him. So Rav Zera goes ahead and he complains to Rav Yitzchak Mahapich, well, how are we going to handle this? Omar Lein, so he said, you know what? I'm Tena Chiyala Etzlein Lerega. Wait, he's going to be coming over here for the lectures before the holiday. So we'll discuss it then. Kisolak Ashka, when he came, so he saw him, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka, and he said to him, let me ask you a question. Oni ma'apech b'charara uba achar v'natlai menu. My, what would be the din if a poor man is attempting to, we'll discuss exactly what the case is, attempting to get this piece of bread, and somebody else comes and takes it away from him. What's the din? Marlein Nikra Rasha, such a person is evil. He's taking away this other person's chiyut. Really, he said. So, Mar, my time of Avanachi, why in the world did you do precisely that? Your poor Rav Gittel was trying to get this. He was working on it for a year. And you come along and you outbid him and take the property and go buy. So he said, my God, I had no idea. And lo havi yadana. So Rav Yitzchak, Nafka says to him, okay, so we could fix it, right? Shahashta nami nifan yalimar. So just, you know, transfer it to him and he'll pay you. Oh, Marle, no, I can't do that. Zvini lomes avnina, I cannot sell this piece of land. The araka maiti velomes avna milta. It's a terrible, terrible sign when a person sells the first piece of property he ever bought. And this is araka maiti, it's my first piece of land. I'm happy to give it to him as a gift. But I can't sell it. I mean, it's going to ruin my life. So, I'm happy for him to take it as a gift. But, because that's not a bad simon. I mean, you bought something, you can dispense of it as you wish. But you don't sell something that you invested in, the first thing that you invested in your life. It's like you already become here today, gone tomorrow kind of guy. By the way, the Akronim talk about this. They say it doesn't apply nowadays. Because it used to be that the Kinyan of Karka was something that was meant to be sort of like an heirloom type of property that you have. It's something that's meant to go down for generations. People did not buy property just buying and selling and making money. Or if the house didn't fit, you go and buy another house. It just wasn't done. A major kind of thing of your life, and you invested everything in it. So there, today, it's perfectly normal, natural. A guy buys his first house, he sells the house, moves into a bigger house. That's the way that life is done. And certainly, there's no reason at all to avoid doing that. I know what you're referring to. Rav Gittel lo nachid lo. So now, Rav Gittel refused to take that as a gift. Dichtiv esonei matanot yichyeh. It says you're supposed to, someone who hates gifts is more likely to survive. He retains his independence. Rav Abba refused to use it because he felt terrible about the whole thing. He said, well, I'm going to take this piece of land after Rav Gittel wanted it. So Mishum Dafi bar Rav Gittel. So basically, the piece of land remained empty for their whole lives. So lo mar nachid bay, velo mar nachid la. And all of the Talmidim and the Yeshiva used to use it for whatever because nobody else was using it anyway. Umitkarya ara derabona. So they called it the rabbi's piece. You know, so they just let the guys in the Yeshiva use it. Okay, I told you I would get back to the Aniyam HaBech Bechara. Major, major machloket about how to understand what's going on over here. Rashi learns that what we're talking about over here is an Aniyam HaBech Bechara to be Zochet min HaHefker. Tosfos says this doesn't make any sense. To be Zochem in a Hefker, he didn't have anything in it. If it's Hefker, why should I lose because somebody else wants it? I mean, it's just sort of Zoris for this guy. We find many cases where the Gemara says that idea, okay, you know, you do something first, so you're more Zoris and you're Niskar. Tosis learns that what it's talking about over here is doing something that is not in a Hefker, but rather something that's important for another guy's livelihood. So if he needs this piece because he's got a store that has to go in this location. Now, you want to compete. So as a competitor, that's something else. Then you're being Yorid L'Chayav. Actually, Tosis got a problem himself with his own pshat, because the Gemara Baba Basra gives distances that you're supposed to keep away from other fishing boats. You know, so what is an area that a fisherman can claim is, so, I mean, it's Minahefker. So why would, according to what I'm saying, says Tosis, there shouldn't be Begetter. It's fascinating how, you know, how no gear this is in contemporary me. So it says that Gemara, interestingly enough, is talking about where one boat has set traps. The type of traps, they've thrown out all types of bait that are attracting fish from all over. So then you're using his bait, basically, to take away the fish that needs to attract it. That's already not Minayevka, so to speak. That's already his parnasa. But it's a major question. Because according to Rashi, the Matars, the sheet of Rashi, that it's Davka Ani. But since this is a poor man, this is why it's his chiyus. Because this is where he's making a living, is getting being zeichem in a hefker. So over there, enochinami, we certainly wouldn't see ashir, hama'apir b'charora. Mashenke, anyway, Tosis learning makes absolutely no difference, whether it's an ashir or an ani. We're saying in terms of this thing, it's the equivalent of here, this poor guy, so to speak, has been trying to get this piece of property, and you're taking out from under him. And Tosis brings brings cases that are very, very nogia of melamed. If you have a malamed now, somebody, you know, they used to hire tutors that would live in the house and they would homeschool the kids. So now, can you offer yourself in a place where there is a malamed in the home? Or is that the equivalent of, you know, Oni Amabit B'charora? And it's interesting, Rashi uses the terms of Yorid L'chayev. He's taking away his parnasa specifically. So Rashi puts it into the same general issues that the Tosfos does. And yet he talks about nonetheless in the half, because the Tosafot says that the Hinafinami, this would be included in Rubin Yorid L'chayav. Masha'inkin, to hire out a Malamed from somebody else. Here, we also would have the same thing. In other words, you have two schools. And one of them wants the teacher that's in the other school, they make him an offer, make him a better offer. Can you hire out somebody from somebody else, or is that the equivalent of Animapik Becharora? Says Tosafot, in cases where you can identify a greater skill set or something that's more usable for you, then we can't say what difference does it make to you get another teacher. There's no such thing. This is the only one that's available. Why should I be nifsa just because he has it? So it's even a level above. So according to Tosafot, it's only where you're not losing that you can't go out and buy it out from under him. Furthermore, even if the person was already zochen, you can buy it out from under him, which is certainly taking it up another step. So this idea of these headhunters, of course, you know, nowadays headhunters just cut the heads, but a few years ago, there used to be headhunters that were actually looking to hire people.
You mean when people actually
work? Yes. Well, no, they didn't work, but they made money. There was money here. So, but ain't a chinam. That's not a pagam. If it's a better employee, it's not a pagam. Okay, very, very contemporary issues, and now let us continue the next piece. V'chein ha'omer li'isha hitkachili. The other case, the next case that we have, is where you say the condition should be chal, li'achar shloshim yom. So, over there it says, if somebody else comes along and is mekadesh b'tol shloshim yom, so then we say that she's mekadesh l'sheni. But what happens if the other person doesn't come along? Now, it's clear from the Mishnah that it's only because somebody came along in the middle that she's mekadesh l'sheni, that otherwise she'd be mekadesh l'rishon, right? But what the Gemara is interested in getting to here is the question of at what point does there need to be kesef kedushin? That's the issue. In other words, the Mishnah has conveniently ignored that burning problem. So I understand that clearly it is possible to give a woman kedushin, and if nobody else gets in the way for 30 days, that money is still there. So okay, at that point she's zochah the money of the kedushin and she's mekudeshet. But how about if I give her the kesef kedushin, the kesef kedushin is no longer there at the time that the kedushin is called 30 days later. So what is it? Is it a milva? The kaddish be milva and mekudeshet. There was no hanah, is it a pikadon? What would be the din over there? And actually, we're just taking for granted that that's what the issue is that we're asking. Lo ba'acher v'kijah b'tol shloshim yom. What would be the din if somebody didn't show up? Would she still be mekudeshet, even though the money wasn't there? So Rav Shmuel Damer Tafel mekudeshet, ava pishin itachlu hamaot. Both Rav and Shmuel say the kedushin is chal, even though there is no money. Why? My time. Hani zuzei lav l'milva dama v'lo l'pikadon dama. The money that was given should not be confused with the mekadesh b'milva, and should not be confused with the kaddish pikadon, which needs to have a shepherd root at the time that the kedushin is chal. The pikadon lo damu, pikadon b'rishut to demara komit achle. The pikadon where we say that if something happened to it, it was less than a shepherd root at the time of the kedushin, that's because until that time it was in the rishus of the owner. I was just keeping it for you, not for myself. Well, Shenkin, in this case, ani b'rishut to didak komit achle. I mean, they are being used by her, not by him. And lo milva nami lo dami, because milva lo tza'anitna. When you give somebody money as a loan, then that money is no longer relating to you, and then you're trying to make a kedushin afterwards in lieu of the money that is owed you rather than the money that you gave. But in this case, you gave the money for kedushin. Hani were bitorat kedushin yavinu niala. They were given to her as kedushin, and therefore the kesef kedushin, the act of the kinyan, took place. Now the question is, when will that kinyan now be completed? Le'achar shloshim yom. I must tell you that there are many different approaches as to how exactly that works. Is it truly that the kesef kedushin, she was kena al das kedushin, or is it that since she was nana, and there's still elements of the hanah that are here because she doesn't have to pay it back, so mamela, we see this as one long kedushin. There's many different approaches, but the pshat that I told you is the Ron's pshat, and it fits the smoothest and the easiest into many circuits. So the kinyan kedushin was chal before, since it was given l'shem kedushin, and now the kinyan is completed later. Now, ask the Gemara, how about me ask something else? How about if nobody else showed up, and before the 30 days are up, she has charot? Lo ba'acher v'kicha v'chazrapa, ma'u. Rabbi Yochanan says, well, I mean, if she had charot, she had charot. What's the problem? V'chazeret. She only had promised, basically, oti dibur, umavato dibur. So now, the second statement, no, you know what, I don't want to be mukadesh to you, can be mavato, since the kinyan was not completed yet, can be mavato the dibur. Whereas Reish Lakish says, no, enoch was there, lo at the dibur, mavato dibur. And we see what he really means He does not hold that lo atidibur mevatel dibur, but what he's really going to say is that the fact that the money was given as kedushin and there was an act of kinyan, even though it wasn't completed, is not just a dibur. So you can't simply, it's an element of maisa, it's kemaisa, and therefore you can't just say, I've changed my mind. What is being done now? Once an act of kedushin takes place, where is there place for changing minds without an instrument to undo the kedushin? Eitvei Rav Yochanan Rish Lakish. So Rav Yochanan, taking Rish Lakish now at face value, and that what Rish Lakish is really saying is, well, you can't have a dibur, being mevatel a dibur, asks from cases where you can. So there it says, for instance, a guy appoints somebody to go and take off truma for him. So bitel. Then now he goes in and he doesn't want him. He says, no, I don't want you to be. And he was mevatel the shlichut, whether it's in front of him or not in front of him. So imat shelo taram bitel, and truma to truma. So you see, as long as he did it before the truma happened, so then of course it's bitel. So isn't that a dibur and a diburu? Vekat a dibur mevatel dibur? And it's here the Rish Lakish explains that obviously I don't mean, but of course if you just tell a shliach, I mean, so then you're just undoing the shlichut. But shiny nitinat ma'ot liyada isha, techi ma'aseh dami, v'lo ati dibur mevato ma'aseh. This is different. The act was done. You handed over the money already to the woman. A dibur alone cannot be mevato ma'aseh, even though the chalot of that ma'aseh, which is a legal concept, it's an abstraction, hasn't taken place yet. But in terms of the interaction is not abstract. And there was an actual giving over of money. Well, how do you redefine it just by saying something? Okay, we'll ask you another question then. Eitvei, how about the case of a get? Ashleya get li ishto. V'yigia b'shliach, or shishalach acharav shliach, either he meets the shliach, or he sends the shliach, and v'yomar lo, get shenatati l'chabatel. I'm being mavato that get. Harez abatel. Now, why is that? I mean, netinat get liyat shliach, certainly handing over the get is the equivalent of handing over the ma'ot, right? He's not ma'ot liyad ishadami. It says Hareza Batel, you can't say that no act was done, a get was written and handed over. That's not true. It's still dibur to dibur. Alti dibur mevato dibur. Vis-a-vis the woman, was there any act? I wasn't suggesting that because an act occurred, that therefore you can't be mevato with a dibur. I was saying that over here, the act that ultimately causes the kedushin has occurred. Over here, the fact that you wrote a get doesn't create the get. You gave the get to a shliach, doesn't create the get either. The get is a get when it gets into the hand of the woman. You wanted to ask me a question. Ask a question from a case, you give a get to a woman, and you say the get should be chali achar shloi shibyo. That would be the equivalent. And I would say the same thing. So fine. This is not, doesn't relate to what I'm saying at all, says Rish Lakish. And it's very Rish Lakish of Yochanan. On the other hand, there is a question I could ask you, says Rish Lakish. How about this? Kol ha-kelim yordim lidei tu matam b'machshava, ve'ino lim lidei tu matam ala b'shinui ma'aseh. Now, I can determine. So I have a raw piece of skin. I have determined in my mind I'm now going to use it as a tablecloth the way that it is, right? So at that point it becomes a tablecloth. And now it can be mekabel tuma. Now, suppose I change my mind and say, no, you know what? It's nice skin. I think I'm going to make myself some nice, soft walking boots. And now something tummy touches it. So, well, I changed my mind. It's not a tablecloth anymore. No. You can only change your mind if you actually take a scissors to it and start cutting out the actual changes. So then you can change, but you can't just decide out of the blue without doing something. And it concludes in the Mishnah, which I think is very relevant, Rabbi Yochanan, so please listen carefully. Ma'aseh motzi miyad ma'aseh miyad machshava. Whereas a machshava, ein motziya lo midei ma'aseh lo miyad machshava. Okay? I mean, I understand. Mishlem miyad ma'aseh lo mach. I understand that we're all agreed that a machshava cannot change something that you did, an act that you did, to make it into something that's mekabel tuma. That's fine. But, I mean, why in the world can't, I mean, that's because lo ati dibur mevato ma'aseh. I agree to you in that. We all agree to that. You can't change your mind about something that's been done. So if you cut this into a tablecloth, and now you've decided to do something else, well, I understand. Certainly you can't change your mind. Fine. But, I mean, according to you, miyad machshava miyotepek. Why doesn't it work, according to you? Two things are equal. I said I want it to be kedushin. Now I say I don't want it to be kedushin. I want it to be a tablecloth. Now I say I don't want it to be a tablecloth. Why is it any different? Said Rabbi Yochanan, obviously it's different. Shani machshava de tum'ah dechi ma'aseh dami. The Torah defines in a very unique way that what it is that you think is the equivalent of something that you do when it comes to tum'ah. And I'll show you, it's a famous drosha of Papa. The Rav Papa Rami. Papa points out a contradiction in the psukim. Because it says, ki yitain mayim al zera. When it's talking about over there about heksher for tuma. So, I mean, the way in which you read that, if you're not given over a mesorah at how to read, is if you put water onto Zra'im, so at that point they become roy to be mekabel tuma. Now, the way we read it is ki yutan mayamazera, which is passive without my doing anything. Now, why would we create this difference, which is so dramatic? I mean, according to one approach, if I leave something outside and it rains, ki yutan. According to the other approach, no, you didn't do it. You have to actually get it wet yourself. So I mean, why would the Torah write it one way but expect us to understand another way? Haketzad, ki yutan dunya b'chiyitein. What it's telling you is that there are passive acts that are the equivalent of active acts, namely, that just like yitain, the nechale, by definition, when you do something, there is intent in the doing. So af yutan the nechale, when it comes to tumah, your machshava, that you want this rain to make these peros wet, is the equivalent of pouring the water on them. So if that's the way the Torah presents the dinim of tumah, and that's the din of Yuridat's Tuma. That's the din of Hechsher Zroyim, which is the equivalent of Makshava in terms of Hechsher Kalim, so to speak. There should be Royal Kabbal Tuma. And therefore, the way that it's presented is to tell you that thought and intent is the equivalent of an act. So over there, in a finami, a Makshava cannot undo that act. Because we were never told that a Makshava, a contrary Makshava, is going to achieve the same thing that the first positive Makshava would do. So this was, now, neither was able to get a winning shot at the other. Not Rabbi Yochanan against Rish Lakish, not Rish Lakish against Rabbi Yochanan. And we end up, according to this approach, this first approach, we're going to have a whole different approach now, but according to this first approach, the machlokas of Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish is gufa in the question of whether you can change your mind about something where an act has occurred, but the act hasn't achieved anything. So it is a dibur, motzi midei dibur in that case. But there was another way in which this machlokas was said over, and in that case, we end up with a different result. Rav Zvid, Matin Alash Maitza Aho. And Rav Zvid, he understood and was taught that the machlokas of Rav Yochanan and Shlakish was on the following. V'chein hi shenatna reshut l'shlucha l'katsha, v'halcha hi v'kitsha t'atzma, im shala kadmo kidusha kidushin, v'em im shal shelucha kadmo, ein kidusha kidushin. Okay, so there we have now a halacha. She appoints a shliach to be mekabel, and instead she goes and is a mekabel kedusha for herself. So whichever one had happened first is the kedusha. So that if she was a mekabel kedusha, then obviously her kedusha came first. But that raises the question, but what about her intent?
We're talking about the same guy also.
What? Same guy. No, different guy. Yeah. So how about if lo kicha tatzma v'chazra b'mahu? So how about if she didn't be mekabel kedusha? But she says, right? Chazra b'mahu. She says to herself, that was a big mistake. I don't really want that guy. So, I mean, is that basically canceled the shlichut? Tosis learns that it can't be talking about that she went ahead and told the shliach, I don't want you to be my shliach. Because it's absurd to say that you can't cancel shlichut. Obviously, you can cancel shlichut. So the only question over here is, she did not say it to the shliach. So there was no cancellation of the shlichut. Then the idea that she has now in mind that she wants to be mevatel without formally being mevatel, could she be motzi, her commitment to go through with the kinyan. Forget about this. Obviously, she canceled the shlichut, but she didn't cancel the shlichut. So basically, this is similar to the original machlokas of Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, but with one crucial difference. We're not talking about anything having happened.
Why?
If we accept the Kedushin, then we... What do you mean?
Isn't that what we're saying?
But that's afterwards.
She changed her mind before?
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah, of course. So the question is, can she change her mind? It's similar to the first case.
Because otherwise, you need to get, obviously.
So over here, we have the same machlokas, the way Rav Zvid is learning, but Rish Lakish doesn't have his comeback to say that it's different over here because since the money already exchanged hands, there was no money exchanged hands. She changed her mind before any money exchanged hands.
And then it's the point of the shlech does not count as a matzah, so to speak.
Yeah. No. Certainly not. I mean, I was not even committing it yet. Didn't count.
Is it
we'll see about that. So there, the way I understood the machlokas was that lo kichatatzman v'chazra b'mahu, the machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, was what about if she only changed her mind, but she didn't do anything about it. So Rabbi Yochanan says, well, why not? She changed her mind. Chozeret. Rish Lakish Amar ina chozeret. Rabbi Yochanan Amar chozeret. Ati dibur umevato dibur. Rish Lakish Amar ina chozeret. Lo ati dibur umevato dibur. Right? So now in this version we also have, obviously, the same kind of discussions. So Rabbi Yochanan first asked Rish Lakish from the case of Truma. Bitel im achelo toram bitel ein trubato Truma. How are you going to answer that? Over here, you can't answer it the way you answered it before. Right? You can't answer it similar do an action in the case of the woman. Omar Ravach Maskin, Gurchikonam Balabayat, Vitaramat Kiryo, Davile Maaseh. Here it's talking about. The Balabayat did something about it. He went ahead and he took off his own truma. So over there, that is what we mean when we say Bitel, not that he just said something. So you'll say, well, obviously, if he already took off his truma, he can't take off truma twice. But what about if he took off, let's say, 10% of his truma? He took a certain portion, went to one of his barns, took off truma from that barn. Now the shliach goes in and takes off truma from the other barn. In that case, I'm sorry, I already made it very clear I was not interested in your shlichut, right? Wouldn't have taken care of this barn either. So we go over there, we understand that there was a bitul because of what he did. That's what Reish Lakish is going to say. Not because of what he thought. Fine. Esrei Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. So now Reish Lakish asks Rabbi Yochanan from his case. Of course, lo mafka. There were all agreed that lo at dibur mevato maaseh ele miad machshava miotepuk. And here too, he gives the same answer. Omele shayin machshava de tuma. Dechi maaseh damich rav papa. The rav papa romik tiv ki yitain vikarin ki yutan. Now I'd explain that. Okay, son. Ki yutan dumya hakde yitain ma yitain de nechle. Which means that basically the Torah defines the thought as the act. But what do you do about that? Now this version, the end is very bitter. So you have to do Reish Lakish to Yufta, because here Reish Lakish has no way out of it, because he can no longer say the difference between a case of a maaseh or a case without a maaseh. The truth is, we pass like Rabbi Yochanan even in the first version. But few have become Aita. Even where Reish Lakish did have a comeback. And what he could have said, nonetheless, we pass like Rabbi Yochanan. Wait, that can't be. Because then, wait a minute. If we're passing like Rabbi Yochanan, then we've got a contradiction in the halachot, because we also, you're saying now, I'm at the halachot like Rabbi Yochanan, but we also know that the halachot is like Rabbi Nachman. And we had, the case of Rabbi Nachman was, Iboilu Mavshiach Zorvi Gareshbo. In that case, where somebody says to the Shliach, I'm being mavato that get. Can he use the get now later? And give it as a get. And Rabbi Nachman says, absolutely. Rabbi Nachman Amar Choser Magareshbo, Rabbi Sheshet Omer Eno Choser Magareshbo, and over there we pass in the Hilchot does like Rabbi Nachman. So how can you pass in that Talmud as Rabbi Yochanan? Says the Gemara, what does that have to do with it? What are you asking me? Nehida Batle Mitarat Shliach. Mitarat Getmo Batle? What does this have to do with the issue? The question over here is whether you Mavato the Shlichut without now doing anything. Right? That was the question. We pass in like Rabbi Yochanan, you Mavato the Shlichut without doing anything. Fine. Now what does that have to do with the other question? Mavatal the get? What's that we're talking about? Mavatal the get? That the get should suddenly become possible because now I don't want the shliach to deliver the get? Give the get some other time, maybe. That's a different issue. And therefore, since it's not what we're discussing, clearly there's no stira in the Hilchot HaYochanan. There is, as we mentioned there, when we learned it, a big machlokas we showed him about whether you can be mavatal the get. And the question over is only that your intent wasn't to be mavatal the get, or it's impossible to be mavatal the get. In what sense are you? How are you making the instrument a non-usable get? Is the original intent to write a get changeable at some future point when you decide not to use it as a get? That's already a whole different can of worms, which, of course, not our sugya over here, but which we discussed back in Gittin. If you tear it up, well, you could even burn it. Yeah, or you could enter a different universe in which it was never written in the first place. It would be even better. You're absolutely right. You are absolutely. As a matter of fact, if you shot the woman, it also wouldn't even be needed. Don't they? Okay. Now, continues the Mishnah. Mekudeshet Lasheni. Now, this was the case where we said if somebody did come along and is a Kaddisher, so then she's now Mekudeshet the second guy. I'm around. Mekudeshet Lasheni Lo'olam. I mean, that's permanent. Doesn't change after 30 days. So she remains Mekudeshet to him because since at the end of the 30 days there's somebody else there that's her husband, how could this guy be Mekudeshet instead of the person that's currently married to her? What would take away that kedusha? Shmuel says, "Oh no, she's only mekudeshet to sheni until the 30th day." But liachar shlosh yom pake kedusha sheni, the second kedusha is over, and then gamrei kedusha rishon. Rav Chista was sitting there. What? Rav Chista was yosef kedusha sheni. That's ridiculous. But my pake, I understand. How did the kedusha disappear? So somebody else, what? Well, I had first dibs. Great. Well, what is that? Does that take off for Kedushin? Where was the get? I understand what this means. Omele Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef said to him, that's because what you heard was totally confused. Somebody taught you that we're talking about over here, Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, about the first part of the Mishnah, where it says she's Mekudeshel Sheni without the confusion of the Miach Shad. Over there, you're absolutely right. Nobody would argue about that. Mara Resha Matmila. Somebody told you it was going on Mekudeshel Sheni. Well, obviously, then you got a problem. So, Vakashali. Well, I'll tell you, the right way to learn this was the way Rav Yehuda had been Mekabel, the Machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. He taught it to me. A seifa, and therefore there's not a problem. Because if you analyze the issue in the seifa of Me'ach Shav, you could see very clearly why there could be such a machloka. Now let's go through it and figure it out. Remember the case. Guy gives a kiddushin to a woman, and he says, Me'ach Shav u'le'achar shloshim yom. Okay, so then it says, comes along another guy, mekudeshet ve'inam mekudeshet, to both of them. So each one will have to give her a get in order for her to marry anybody else, and neither of them could be mezakar and akilas truma. Both of them possible for Bechilat Shurma if they're Yisraelim. So Rob says, well, this is a permanent problem. Mekudeshet, v'inu mekudeshet lo'olam, you're going to have to deal with this at some point. It's certainly not going to change after the 30 days. Where Shmuel says, oh, no. She's mekudeshet, v'inu mekudeshet, only until the 30 days. But li'achar shloshim, at that point, there's no question at all. Pake kedushe sheni, v'gamre kedushe rishon. Then, for sure, the kedushe rishon is chal. Now, obviously, what Shmuel is saying is that the issue over here is only that the Kedusha was given on condition. So I'm giving you the Kedusha now on condition that 30 days from now, I am still alive, well, desirous of the Kedusha. Perhaps that's how Rashi learns. Other Rishonim learns only question, if I'm alive, maybe he was going to do something that was dangerous. According to Rashi, he's even keeping his mind open, maybe taking somebody else. Others talk about keeping his mind open in the sense that he doesn't want to lock her into a situation if she ends up sleeping with somebody else, that then she'll be Asura on him, whatever. Okay, there's differences, but we don't need to go now into the details of the differences. But the point is, it's conditional. Once the condition is fulfilled, when is the condition chal? Me'ach Shav. That's what he said. That was the meaning of the statement. Me'ach Shav, assuming that things are still okay after 30 days. So at that point, there's no longer a suffix. The condition has been fulfilled. She's now Mekudeshet to Rishon before the Sheni ever showed up. We now know that the Sheni's condition was a joke. She was already married. During the period of the 30 days, we don't really know whether the Kedusha Rishon is going to be Chal. Maybe he will die. Maybe he will change his mind, whatever. So therefore, we say in the interim, there's no way for us to know. And therefore, she's Mekudeshet, Veda Mekudeshet. But the moment that we do know, it's Me'ach Shav, which cancels the Sheni. So clearly, says the Gemara, the machlokas now between Rav and Shmuel is like this. L'Rav misapkalet. Rav is not sure how to interpret the words me'ach shav alach shloshim yom. He's not sure whether we should read it as a condition, in which case at the end of the 30 days she would in fact be mekudeshet l'rishon, or whether it was chazarav. Maybe he changed his mind. Maybe he got a little bit of the cold feet that so many men suffer from and said, you shall be my wife from this very moment I have after 30 days.
Get back to me.
So that's pretty standard. So maybe he just intended to change his mind. Now, I mean, if that's the case, I don't know. I don't know then which one is Kiddushin. Says the Gemara, and I get, so according to Shmuel, it's obviously Pshita, like the Tav, he has no question. It's 100% meant as a condition. When the condition is fulfilled, it now goes back retroactively, and we see it as a condition to the Rishon. And interestingly enough, this is, in fact, an extent of Machlokas Tanoim. Will be plucked at Tanoim? The Tanya. We have such a Machlokas in the case of Gitin. Somebody gives a get. He says, "Me'ayom u'li'achar mita." So there, the Chachomim say, "Well, get ve'ino get." Rebbe says, "No, that's a good get." So what's the question over here? So according to the Chachomim, we have to treat this, since he said "Me'ayom u'li'achar mita," as a suffix, whether it was a condition that if I die, I want the get to be chal from today, in which case she would not be chayevet in yibum, or whether he changes his mind, I can't let you go. After I die, it should be a get, in which case it's nothing. He's going to give a get after death, and now she is chayevet in yibum. Whereas Rebbe Omer, Kazeh Get, that's a perfect Get. He obviously was saying that it's a T'nai, and therefore the Get was Chal. So that stands. So if they're arguing that Machlokas, why doesn't Rav just say Halacha Karabana? And why doesn't Shmuel just say Halacha Karebi? I mean, why do they present it as if it's a new Machlokas of their own? Well, because, you see, basically they were talking about a different case. They're talking about the case of Kedushin. And therefore, neither of them wanted to simply say the halacha is like. Because Ilo Amar Rav, we need to know it in Kedusha. Because if Rav would have simply said the halacha is like Rabbanah, there were Mesupak. So what would I say? I mean, ahatam dilurchukaka ati. Okay. He's misupak because, I mean, maybe he's changing his mind because he's having a hard time giving a get. It's not an easy thing to do. So there is a suffix. Mashen came where he's giving kedushin. That he surely wants her to be married from now. He's afraid that he may be doing something very dangerous and get shot. Doesn't want her to be in a position of where she would be. Okay, she makes it tonight. But certainly it's not. Well, why would we think that he's changing his mind? Or on the other hand, let's say would say Alok Karevi. I would say maybe that's only there. Why does Rebbe say this can't mean that he changed his mind? Because nobody's stupid. I mean, he changed his mind. I want to give you a get. No, actually, I'll give you the get after I die. What is that supposed to mean? The guy knows he can't give a get lachar mita. So therefore, he doesn't want to interpret it in any other way other than as a condition. Mashen came over here. There certainly is kedushin lachar shloshim yom. So maybe he just got cold feet. So what I first intended to give you kedushin now, and now I said, let's wait 30 days. So then maybe anachanami would be moted to Rav that it remains a permanent problem, a kedushin and a kedushin. And therefore, tzricha. Now, does this mean that every case is going to be in doubt as to what the man's intent was? Is that the idea? Every case, we don't know what this guy meant. In other words, is this a question that defines the language or does it define intent? No, let's take a look at this next piece. Om Rabbi, let me just explain something to you. Because L'taymi de Rav, the way Rav understands this as a suffix, if Boyachad ve'amar la'hariyat mekudesh li me'achshav la'achashlosh. So one guy comes along and says, you are mekudesh to me from now after 30 days. Now another guy comes and he says, you are mekudesh to me from now until 20 days. And then a third guy comes and he says, I mean, actually, this third case is unimportant in terms of the miach asarai. He could have just said, you're mekudesh to me now. And that actually would have made it clear because it's more similar to the Mishnah. And he's sleeping there right now. So what is the halakha over there? The din is that mirishon and miacharon tzricha get. She only needs to get for the first one and the last one. She does not need the one a get from the middle guy. So the man saying ain't a tzricha get because look, mamanushah. Our suffix over here, is it a t'nai or is it a change of heart? So if it's a t'nai, then obviously only the first one is kedushin, right? So it's not having the kama kedushin and the others are not kedushin because they're attempting to be makadish aneshet ish. Okay, if it's a change of heart. So then, obviously, the only one that's Kedushin is the Batra Kedushin, the Anaglav Kedushin. It's the last guy who got in his Kedushin. He's the last guy to get the Kedushin in, and therefore, he got there before anyone else had a chance to make a Kedushin, because the Kedushin wasn't Chal yet. But we don't have to worry about the middle guy, because he's out of the action, no matter who's right. Says the Gemara, Pshita. No, it's not Pshita. Because Ma'al Detem Ahai Lishna Mashma Tano Mashma Chazora. How do you know that it's... Maybe Rav was trying to say, basically, over here, that, look, I mean, we can't be sure what the guy's intent is. If you can't be sure what the guy's intent is, so then each one of these people might have had a different intent. So maybe the middle guy actually was right on target. Because maybe the last guy that we think he's the guy that got, maybe he was actually thinking in terms of tonight, and this guy was the guy who was thinking in terms of now, and you never know which one was thinking which. Therefore, I'm coming to tell you, Kamashman, that it is not a case that's to be determined on a case-by-case basis. It's definitive, what Rav is saying. Now, why it's definitive is a machlokas rishonim. There are some who say, as the Tosfos reads, that the idea over here is that the Rabbanan indeed defined this to be the assumptive da'at of the person. There are others, like the Rashba, who says that this is nothing to do with the guy's intent. It has to do with the meaning of the language. And even if his intent is clearly different and he even told somebody his intent was different, it would make no difference because it would still be Dvarim Shebelev, and this is what we heard. So when the Eidim come into court, this is the way the court is to define the meaning of this language. That's the point. But not that it's to be determined on a case-by-case basis. So that's my finish.
What about the woman? You can't do Kedushin on Kofa, right? So, I mean, she's sort of accepting these three.
Yeah, look, she's a very broad-minded woman. She doesn't know about law. אומר לך ורוצה וקדש לי אישה פלונית ולך וקיד של עצמו מקודשת לשני וכן הוא אומר לי אישה הרי את מקודשת לי ליחד 30 יום ובאחר וקיד שבתור 30 יום מקודשת לשני באת ישראל לקיין תוכל בתשומה מעכשיו ולאחר 30 יום ובאחר וקיד שבתור 30 יום מקודשת ואין מקודשת באת ישראל לקיין או באת קיין לישראל לא תוכל בתשומה אומר לך ורוצה וקדש אז הברית עשית מה שעשה עשוי אלא שנהג בו מנהג רמאות ותנדי דן Holach nami diktoni holach means barama ut. Maishna haka diktoni omer lechaveiro. U maishna hata diktoni omer leshlucho. Acharabuta kamashma, acharabuta kamashma. Hoch, O Rabu, der Gamaschplan, die Itane Schluchlav, in der Schluchohu, da wir am Mai, die Samcha Deite, wie Sovra, aber die Schluchotei. Aber Kaviro, der Los Samcha Deite, in der Lavir am Mai, jeder. Hat der Rabu, der Gamaschplan, die Itane, um der Kaviro, aber in der Kavero, hu, der Chiki Chabu, Makom, Akerenem, Kudesh, der Sovra, lo Torach, aber Schlucho, der Torach, im Amara, Makomulo, Gamaschplan, Robin Hasida, also der Kudusha, Lehit, Talivrei. Kitchivanapshe. I got Tanya Masha Sasuil Shanakba Minagrama Ut. Loyavuaniale. Iboile Lu Duye. Sobradoch, Ivoki, Otin Shakrin Makadishla. Rabba Barbara Kana, Yavla Zuzil Rab. Noma Zavdan Yalila Hai Ara, also Zavdanapshe. I got Tanya Masha Sasuil Shanakba Minagrama Ut. Well, it was a Bagada Limehe, Havi, and Larab, Havi Nagebe covered, but Larab Barbara Kana, Lonagebe covered. Iboile Lu Duye. So, but Hakvachi, I think it's a good thing. Rav Gidol, I think it's a Yara. Also, Rav Abba Zavna, also, Rav Gidol, Kable, Lik Rav Yizera, also, Rav Zer Kable, Rav Yitzk, Nafcha, Omele, Hamtena, Chiala, it's a little regal. Kisole, Kashke, Omele, Onim, Abbe, Bechor, Baruch, and Adlai, Menomai, Omele, Nikro, Rosha, say, Amar, my time over, Dachi, Omele, Lava, Yadana, Sahash, Nami, Nate, Vinny, Alamar, Omele, I can't. Zivuni, Lomiz, Abnina, Laidaraka, Maita, Yvelomiz, Amna, Milta. But Iboy bin Matana Nishakli. Now Rav Gidol refused to use it. That the Vasuni Matanot Yechir. Rav Abel Nachitla, Mishum Dovik by Rav Gidol. Lomar Nachitla, Lomar Nachitla. Umitkar Yara de Rabbonon. Vechenu Amber Ali Ishait Kachi Li Lobach, Revakitcha Badav Shavim Mao. Ravish Buddha Amratava, Magdash Dapish Nitaklu Maot. My timer. Hani Zuse Lodomil Vedome Velodo Picadon Dama. Le Picadon Adamo, Picadon Bershutta Domara, Kometakla, and Bershutta Didan Kometakla. Le Milvan Amilo Domo, Milvan Otsa Anitna, Vahani, Betorat Kiddush, and Yavin and Allah. How about Loba, Hervikicha, Vichazra, Bamal? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Choseret, Ati Dimu Vato Dibur. Reshlakish Amarena Choseret, Lati Dimu Vato Dibur. Eidver Rabbi Yochanan Reshlakish Bitel, Imachlo Taram Bitel, Enchumata Chumo, Vahaka the Dibur Vadibur, Vakati Dimu Vato Dibur. Shiny, it's not more Lisha. The Hima said, I mean, Vlad did about the Massa. Eight years later, get Listo, Vigi Abishliak, Shalakar of Shliak, Vomlegation that took a batelu, a razor batel. Vonetina get the Yachliak, it's not more Liadisha, dummy. Vigotan, a razor batel. No, at a nomical capital, Motiki to Yoda. It's only Dibur, but Dibur, and therefore the Dibur Vato Dibur. Eight very shlokas Rabbi Yochanan. Kol hakelim yodin l'day to madam l'mav shaven olam l'day to madam. Ela b'shinui maaseh maaseh motzi miyad maaseh umiyad makshava. Makshava in motzi alo miyad maaseh velo miyad makshava. So bishle miyad maaseh lo mafkelo atidimu vato maaseh. But miyad makshava miyo according to you tapuk. That's different. Shani makshava to tuma defi maaseh damak rafapa. Rafapa rami ktiv ki yitain vakarin ki yutan. Okay, it's not ki yutan. Do miyad ki yitain. Ma yitain de nechle af yutan de nechle. Rabbi Zvi had a whole different approach to this Hashmaitza. Aha! V'chenishenat narashut l'shlucha l'katsha v'halcha yivikichat atzma im shela kadmo kiddushi ha-kiddushin. Im shel shlucha kadmo im kiddushi ha-kiddushin. Now, our question is, lo kichat atzma v'chazra ba-mahu, and he had the version of Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish as follows. Rabbi Yochanan v'chazera, Rish Lakish v'mena chazera. Rabbi Yochanan v'chazera t'asi dibur v'vato dibur. Rish Lakish v'mena chazera t'lati dibur v'vato dibur. Eid v'Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish b'itel. Imach lo t'ram b'itel in t'rumat ha-tshuma. Omar Rava, that's talking about according to Rish Lakish v'mena eskinon. K'don shekadam b'alabayit v'toram et kiryo. Over there it's a ma'aseh. Eight very shlaks Rabbi Yochanan. Call Akilin Yodim de Tuba Tamakshava and Mutuba Tamalabishi Masse, Masse, Motimiad Masse, Miad Makshava, Shavin Silamian Masse, Volumian Makshava, Bishlam, Miad Masselamakalati, Dibu Vatamasse, Elmiad Makshava, Miad Tepuk, Omale, Shani Makshava, the Dimitri Masse, the Bitter Papa, the Papa Ramikti, he tain the Grim Kyutana Ketsa, Kyutan Dumini, tain my ten and eight left and the Nechle. Eight very of Yochanan Shlokish, shall I get leash to be given Shalaka or Marlo, Ketch not that. Of course, need a battle mitorat shliach, mitorat getlo bitle. Megadeshet l'sheni. Omar Amar Megadeshet l'sheni la'olam. Shmuel Amar Megadeshet l'sheni ad shloshim yom le'achar shloshim yom poka kedushin sheni v'gam kedushin rishon. Yotiv Reb Chisda v'kashvei. How's it possible kedushin my poka? Omar Reb Yosef. It's because you got it all wrong. Ma'areisha matan avakashle. Reb Yudah sefer matan avalokashle. The case of the sefer is me'achshav le'achar shloshim yom and then bar sheni. There Omar Amar Megadeshet v'gam kedushin la'olam v'shmuel Amar. In that case, the suffix is only ad shloshim. So, because I'm going to show you how to show you how to Paki Kedusha Sheni, Gamri Kedusha Rishon. The point is that Larav Misapkele Tanahavi, Chazorahavi, Shmuel Pshitele Tanahavi, and therefore once the times Mekuyam, the Kedusha was Chalam Afreya. Uveplukte Tanita Noida Tanya, Meayom Leachar Mita, Get Veno Get Divre Chachamim. Rebbe Omer, absolutely it's a Tanai, and it's Mekuyam. A name of Rav Aloka Rabbanim, a name of Shmuel Aloka Rebbe Tzricha. The name of Rav Aloka Rabbanim, I would say that's Dafka, by Gittin. That he certainly wants to marry her, and it's Tanahavi. Whereas Yomer Shmuel of Garebi Havimina, he knows perfectly well they didn't get Lachar Mita, so it can't be that he's making a Chazorah. Maybe it would be Modi Larav, and therefore Tzricha. Omar Abaye, you just got to know that the time of the Rab, Boechad v'amal arim v'gadash v'miyachshav v'lachar shloshim yo, u'bachar v'amal arim v'gadash v'miyachshav v'lachar esrim yo, u'bachar v'amal arim v'gadash v'li, period. Or arim v'gadash v'miyachshav v'lachar esrim yo. So she would only need a get when you're trying to make her own tzricha get, but from miyam tzayin a tzricha get, because we're manushav. Each no'ahave, so then only the first one is kedushin. The honor of kedushin at all. Icha zorahave, then only the last one is kedushin. But the Hanaglav Kedushin, yeah, Pshita. No, Ma'adatema, Ha'ilishna as Mash were both Tna'a and Chazara, and therefore Tipoi Gita Mikol Chad V'chad, Kamash Mon'an.